The following is a pre-recorded program.
What do we do when someone says that replacement theology is a hoax?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown. Welcome to Thoroughly Jewish Thursday. As you see, if you're watching on Facebook and YouTube, we are audio only. Everyone listening on radio and podcast, same voice as ever. I'm not taking live calls today or responding to live news because I am on the road right now, but I will be answering questions that I solicited last night on Facebook, Jewish-related questions. We've got some really interesting ones I'll be covering. But today on the air, I want to focus on an article written by Dr. Gary DeMar on the American Vision website, called The Hoax of Replacement Theology, one that a colleague sent to me, where he mentions me by name in the midst of it as holding to the same, quote, hoax of replacement theology. We'll be responding to that. I also want to update you on what I told you would be coming after Chris Roseborough, on behalf of American Gospel, put out a video downplaying the anti-Semitism of Martin Luther and claiming that I used his quotes out of context, etc. Of course, we already responded to that very forcefully in a video. But I told you it opens the door to justify his anti-Semitism, and sure enough, we've been grabbing post after post after post after post. Got screenshots of every one of them agreeing, yeah, and it's not so bad, and if you understood things more. So we'll be covering all of that, plus answering your Jewish-related questions today on the broadcast. All right, we just got a great story from a leader energized, impacted by the Frontline newsletter. We want to get it into your hands. We are putting it together, about to send it out. It goes out about in the middle of the month, so you'll get yours very soon. But if you're not on our email list, you won't get it. A Hebrew word of the month, great testimony. Real neat insights on the word Shamayim, some interesting things, the word for heaven or sky in the Bible. We'll be talking about that in the newsletter. I've got a really inspirational article for you. Great content that will bless you, all free, all digital. So go to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org, and sign up today. All right, so Dr. DeMar and I have had a couple of debates, one online about Matthew 24 and one about Israel's fulfillment of prophecy. That first one he didn't want to do, that was in person and a full formal back and forth, exactly timed, cross-examination type of thing. But it was still fruitful. We got to exchange a lot of things respectfully. We share a lot of same convictions about the moral situation in America, hold to certain gospel truths together, and then have some very strong differences on the role of Israel in biblical prophecy, God's purposes for Israel, where Israel stands today in God's sight as a nation, as well as issues of fulfillment of prophecy. Many of you are familiar with the term preterism, but some are not, so allow me to take a minute to fill folks in. A preterist just means past, right? So in grammar, the preterist is past tense. So a preterist believes that many of the key prophecies that we are still awaiting have already been fulfilled. A full preterist holds to heretical views, namely that there will be no physical second coming of Jesus, that he's already come spiritually, that there will be no physical resurrection of the dead. We've been resurrected spiritually, and would even argue that we are now in the new heavens and the new earth. So by denying a future resurrection and a future second coming, those are really heretical positions, even if other parts of the gospel are affirmed. That would be a full preterist view. A partial preterist is not as extreme. A partial preterist says, yes, there will still be a physical return of Jesus at the end of the age. Yes, there will still be a new heavens and a new earth and a future resurrection. But they would say at passages like Matthew 24, what we know is the Olivet Discourse with parallels in Mark 13,